Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Well, from getting the perfect balance between houseplants to not making your bedroom into a total jungle, our home squad are here today to help you make the most of houseplants. Senior interior designer with April and the Bear, Emma Delaney, and Pat Kevill from theplantstore.ie are both with us. Good afternoon. Pat, there's an absolutely fantastic smell in the studio since you brought all of those plants. In the
fresh
box,
yeah,
it smells. It smells absolutely fantastic. Emma, first of all, set the scene. From an interior design perspective, are houseplants a yay or nay?
Absolute yay. They're so important aesthetically, but also for, you know, your well-being, reducing stress in a space as well. They kind of contribute towards that everyday life, you know. So I think in terms of looking good, it ticks all the boxes, but also in terms of your mentality, it's just important to have it in the space that you're in.
So if you're designing kitchen, bedroom, sitting room, living room, hallway, you're putting plants into them.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
Yeah, finishing touches are always foliage everywhere. Well, as much as we can put it in, you know. It's just very important.
Are there certain? I presume there's certain plants, Pat, that just work best in certain rooms.
There are. There are indeed. Yeah, they're like living rooms, like your palms, your Kentia palms, some tall specimen plants in that space. Kitchens, you can have an array of plants, but you have usually bright kitchens, so you can have orchids and then bathrooms, nice humid areas in the house. So ferns are a great plant for that, and from an interior design point of view, usually we're asked to go in at the end when it's all done, and then I would say there's such a wide variety of plants with different textures and foliage and colours, so you can use them in any room.
Okay, load of listener questions coming in about this. Naturally, people are looking for advice on the best plants to put in every particular room. It's 087 1400 106. That is the WhatsApp number. Listener is wondering, they say, I would like a big dramatic plant for my bedroom. Any ideas of plants that don't die easy? What do you suggest for the bedroom?
I think for a bold statement, fig leaves are always very, very nice. They're nice and tall, they're big, they're nice and luscious as well. But I don't know, Pat, would you kind of associate anything in particular for that?
Sure, you're correct. They're such a fabulous plant, and they're bold, and they've got that. That's one of the leaves there. They have such a broad leaf.
Oh, they're the big one, yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a fiddle. So this is called the fiddle leaf fig, but they're dramatic. They like a lot of light. So if you have a lot of light in your bedroom, big window or a skylight, it's an ideal place for the fiddle leaf fig.
Yeah. If you don't though,
you could try a Sansevieria, and lovely. These plants they've been found out that they actually give off oxygen at nighttime. So it's a good plant to have in the bedroom.
Lovely.
So that's Sansevieria, and you can get them in tall specimen plants. They're a metre and a half in height or
so. And this listener's concerned, they're like myself, they want something with minimum maintenance.
Well, that is an African grass plant, so it is minimal.
They can probably survive my bedroom. Listeners looking for suggestions. They want a plant that you can hang from the ceiling. So how do you do that, and what's suitable?
Gorgeous. I love hanging plants. I think especially for if you're limited on floor space, hanging plants are fantastic. I would have a lovely, maybe like a jute rope or something to bring more textural depth into the space. In terms of like a breathable plant, would you advise on particular plants for putting in those pots that you can hang up? And
yeah, I suppose any of the philodendrons, they're kind of a trailing plant.
Lovely.
And they're subtropical ivies. But so they want to go up, but they'll trail. And there's a number of different foliage, different colour foliage in that family. So, but philodendrons, any of the philodendron family are brilliant.
Lovely.
And they're hardy. They come from the wet and the dry. Mm. So they'll tolerate some drying out. And it's a difficult place to get at, actually, when you hang up plants.
Sorry, I'm trying to visualise this. So people are hanging plants from their bedroom ceiling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like if there is a certain person who is very into their plants, you know, they would absolutely be kind of hanging a plant pot and having some trailing plants going around the side of it, you know. It's nice.
Mm.
It's gorgeous. Even in your kitchens
as well.
It's great.
Yeah.
Kitchen, dining areas. It's just a nice area to pop a bit of greenery, you know.
Yeah.
I imagine plants are an easy way to add colour to the room without, you know, big investments in interiors, paintings.
Sure.
Another way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, 087 1400 106. This listener has a big cheese plant. I don't even know what that is, but they just can't make it thrive. They water it weekly. The edges of the leaves keep going down. It hasn't had a new leaf in ages. It feels like it's dying, but I'm scared to water it even more.
Yeah. Yeah, I think your listener is doing the right thing, not watering it anymore. They don't like their roots sitting in water. Mm. And it's a very typical complaint that when you have a plant and it doesn't look so well, your natural inclination is to go and water it some more. And that's in this case, is the wrong thing to do. So you have to let that soil dry out completely before you rewater it. They get a little root rot.
Yeah.
And what it does, it goes up through the plant and it gives that brown tinge.
So don't water this for another while.
Don't water for another while. Okay. Absolutely, yeah.
This listener, Emma, is looking to buy some plants for their porch. It gets quite warm because it's all glass. Doesn't get direct sunshine though. So have you guys any thoughts on that? Porch plants.
Yeah.
I love Monstera's. Am I pronouncing it properly?
Mm-hmm.
They're lovely. They're really, really nice. And then I love aloe vera as well, plants, because they're good for like detoxification as well for the air, which promotes a bit of healthiness as well, well-being. But
sure.
would you kind of advise on anything particular?
So a porch is usually bright, but in this instance, it's dark.
Yeah, they say it's warm and it's all glass, but it doesn't get direct sunshine.
Ah, yeah, but it was really well lit then.
Yeah.
You know, it's an ideal place for most plants because it doesn't get that direct sunlight, so it's not going to be. So any plant, I suspect, that can tolerate, and if it's an unheated one, that can tolerate a bit of lower temperature, you know, an olive might be good in that instance, but any of the fig trees would be good, and especially if you've got that big, lush amount of light around it.
Yeah, I'd say they probably have a lot of heat in there as well, because with all the glass.
Yeah, you'd imagine that just kind of in general, it probably is a warm room.
Yeah.
This listener, speaking of warm rooms, is looking for plant ideas for their bathroom.
Gorgeous. Orchids. Orchids are lovely in bathrooms for like humidity and everything.
That's an orchid there, isn't it?
That's a dendrobium orchid.
Yeah. I think orchids are okay for bathrooms.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And a window in a bathroom. They like light, but definitely in a window.
They're nice and decorative as well. You know, they're a bit more sophisticated.
That's the only thing I haven't killed.
Yeah.
Two of them in the house.
Maintenance.
Great. And they flower for so long. They have like 6 to 8 week flowering period. And a lot of other indoor plants, they flower quickly. So they're gone, you know, within a week or 10 days. Orchids last a long time, so they're an ideal flowering indoor plant. Mm.
This listener wants to get the balance right in their living room, but their husband says it's beginning to look like the Amazon. That's brilliant. Yeah. So how do you get the balance right? Why is it too many plants, Emma? Oh,
I think if we're always styling spaces, we always have like a variation in different heights for plants. Maybe if we're having a corner, we have two or three. I feel like it balances out nicely as well. And even if you're doing some open shelving, some trailing plants on top, I don't know, maybe I'd love to see the space.
Maybe that listener might send us in a photograph, perhaps on WhatsApp. But I know, Pat, you'll tell us, you know, the more plants, the better.
Exactly.
The more the merrier.
You know, maybe take out the furniture and put it. Use the plant container of the plant as a piece of furniture. You know, there's kind of...
Yeah,
you
know, in and outs.
Yeah.
I have a friend whose house is just covered in plants. Like, I imagine they shouldn't be the first thing you see, though, should they?
I think probably subtle kind of nods to greenage around the house is what I would advise on. But I mean, everyone to their own. I'm sure there are people, are plant lovers that love them scattered all over the house, you know? But it's so subjective.
This listener wants children's bedroom suggestions, something that might soften up the room, but are plants a bad idea?
I think for children's bedrooms, plants are a good idea for just kind of air purification and things like that. Lavender is also nice for a kid's room because it's very relaxing. But, I mean, Pat, would you suggest in particular any...
Probably lavender, you know, throughout the winter it won't do so well. But during the summer, absolutely. Good thing about children and plants is that even if you start them small and they have to look after it for, you know, it's an interest, you know, and you may not have to...
make an activity out of it.
You may not have to put a big bold statement in there, but a few little succulents on the window and they can look after it once a week.
This texter is wondering for ideas for their kitchen. What works best, the big leafy houseplant or the small plant that could sit on a shelf? Are there any types of plants that won't die with the heat of the kitchen?
Well, if you have, it depends on the setting of the kitchen, I guess. I love having your open shelving, in your kitchen, and then having all your basil and your parsley. You know, if it gets a lot of brightness and light in the space, obviously it depends on the space. But for big kind of plants, would you suggest anything, Pat, in terms of big plants?
Kitchen. You know, you could have you could bring in one of your palms. Yeah. I like your idea about using culinary herbs in it. And if you have the space for it, well, why not? Because you can use them directly.
The smell is amazing too.
And the smell is, the aroma from it is amazing.
Yeah. Add to it. This texter is wondering about the pots to make plants look well in a sitting room. Should I try and make the pot the feature or the plant? Good question.
I would go for one feature pot. If you're having like a maybe an ensemble or like two or three plant pots, I would go for one which is your feature, and then maybe kind of pair it with two that are a bit more subtle. Maybe whether it's stoneware or ceramic and things like that. But I wouldn't go for too many different bold patterns or colours in your flower pots. I think it can get a bit overwhelming.
So try and keep it simple if you're going to have more than one.
Less is more.
Okay. Listeners wondering on the orchids, Pat, they have one. It won't flower anymore. Any tips?
Yeah, leave it where it is and it will come back to flower. It has a very slow phototropism, so it takes a long time to flower once it has stopped. And then when it is flowering, it flowers for a long period. But it doesn't like to be moved around because it realises where it is, and the sun comes up and travels over that window. So if you move it around, it kind of loses its focus and it won't flower. So just leave it where it is. Yeah, and it will reflower.
Somebody else is looking for plant recommendations that don't require too much water because they're only in the office one day a week.
That's maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, what's low maintenance in the plant world?
Great. Well, an office is usually a good spot because they have lovely white artificial light, which is good for plants. Mm. But if they're not in the office for the week, does that mean the lights are off? I suspect not. But a cactus or a succulent is a great... And you can put it beside your computer screen and it even likes the light that comes off that. So a cactus or a succulent is a great plant. Very minimal, no maintenance.
Yeah, simple as that.
Simple, yeah.
So we should have plants in the house, but we want less is more. Is that what
less
we're telling
more.
People?
Yeah. Essentially, I think, anyway.
Exactly. There is modern lush, which is the other way of looking at it, you know, and you have loads of plants and minimal amount of furniture.
Yeah.
And I suppose when you have a lot of plants, then you do have to slow down to look after them.
Yeah.
And in that is your part of your well-being.
Absolutely.
You know, that you have to take time to understand the nuances of it.
Somebody finally, I always heard plants in bedrooms were a bad idea because of the CO2 that they give off at night. Is that just a myth?
That was where the Sansevieria is better because they're an African grass plant and it's so hot during the day that if they open their stoma, all the water will evaporate from the plant. So they do it at night time. So Sansevieria,
they're okay.
It's a good plant for the bedroom.
Good stuff. Pat Kevill from theplantstore.ie. Emma Delaney from April and the Bear, senior interior designer. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.